High school football is on the air. You're tuned to 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com for Saugatuck High School football. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Hank's Auto Service, DeMond Super Value. Also making our broadcast possible tonight are Friss, Randy's Carpet Care, and Shoreline Orthopedics. Now let's join Gary Stevens for tonight's Saugatuck High School football game on 92.7thevan.com and the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van.
And a very pleasant good evening from Jarvis Memorial Field in Saugatuck. It's Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Beginning of a new football season as the Saugatuck Indians welcome the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs from the Mid-States Conference to Jarvis Memorial Field. Our producer is Chris Allen. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad to bring you Saugatuck High Football for a sixth season. And the Indians look to continue their steady improvement under Coach Bill Dunn. An outstanding season last year ended in defeat in the first round of the state high school football tournament when the Indians fell to Pomona Westphalia 48-16 to end an 8-2 campaign, 8-1 in regular season play. But many of the fine players on that team have graduated. Heavy graduation losses, other personnel losses as well, finds Coach Bill Dunn with a very young Indians team that he'll try to guide through the nine games of the 2014 regular season. We'll talk a little bit more about Saugatuck football with Coach Bill Dunn momentarily. On the other side, the Mustangs of Blanchard Montebello have an old hand back guiding the helm as Sean Ballhorn returns to coach the varsity after resigning following the 2007 season. He guided the wrestlers in the JV team, and he replaces David Clay, the man who replaced him. Clay was 32-26 in six seasons, but two disappointing 3-6 campaigns leave the Mustangs looking to regain some of the glory they've had under Coach Ballhorn, which has been very successful in the past, and he's looking to be able to work with some of the young men he's had in the JV now on the varsity squad. Unlike Saugatuck, it is a senior-laden team with 13 seniors on the varsity roster, highlighted by their will-be three-year starting quarterback by the name of Brady Bergeron. Bergeron has torched Saugatuck with his passing in two previous meetings, but they've been Saugatuck victories and convincing Saugatuck victories. Now, he's a senior, and he'll be hopeful of being able to take advantage of a young Saugatuck defense. The Indians and the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs will do battle here on a sunny late August afternoon, heading into evening. Pretty nice and ideal conditions for August football. We probably will not need to have any water breaks as we had last year when the Indians went up to Blanchard Montebello and had a very convincing victory. When we come back, we'll hear from the two coaches. Bill Dunn, the Saugatuck coach, will be momentarily. But first, we welcome back to the sidelines, the varsity sidelines, head coach Sean Ballhorn. We'll talk to the Blanchard Montebello coach next as you are listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The season opener at Jarvis Memorial Field has the Indians hosting the Montebello Mustangs. And a new man at the helm, but a familiar man at the helm. Sean Ballhorn back guiding the Mustangs' fortunes after a few years of guiding the JVs and doing other things. Was it a case, Coach Ballhorn, of more or less slipping into old shoes, or because of the fact that you coached some of these young men in the lower grades, it wasn't that much of a transition for you?
It wasn't much of a transition. Like you said, I've had a lot of these men go through my middle school program the past few years and really enjoyed coaching them. And so when the opportunity opened to coach this class, this was actually the first class I coached in middle school. So it was just the right time, right spot, I guess.
So to a certain extent, the young men you are familiar with, but also the fact that you were still involved in coaching really doesn't, sort of kept you a pace of all of the changes that could possibly be in the quote-unquote modern game.
Yeah, I haven't been away from the game. I've been coaching for about 20 years now, and So, you know, the game's changed a little bit, but, you know, I've been up with that and kept current with it. And so it really isn't that much of adjustment, just bringing in a new defense and a little bit of familiarity to our offense. So
you mentioned that familiarity because of that, especially with your senior quarterback, Brady Bergeron, who has had success with the Mustangs over the past couple of years. We've seen him firsthand do very good against Saugatuck in games against the Mustangs. You will ask a lot of Brady, but let's put it this way. He has shown that he's been able to come up with some fine performances.
Yeah, you know, Brady's a three-year starter. He was pulled up at the end of his freshman year. So this is his third year starting on varsity. He's got a lot of experience to draw from. You know, we're a fairly senior-laden team, and one of our biggest goals this year was teaching our kids to allow their individual gifts to work the best for the team. So we don't do a lot of talking about what kind of stats a particular athlete has, and we focus primarily on what can you do to help the team be successful. But yeah, Brady he's a very good quarterback for us, and he leads our offense real well.
Head coach Sean Ballhorn is back guiding the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs as they take on Saugatuck tonight. The Mid-States Conference undergoing some changes. Last year it was split in terms of North and South divisions. Now just the South division has gotten into the entire Mid-States. The North has moved into a different league. Does that really change a lot in terms of how the season moves along? Or because of the fact that the division pretty much stayed the same means you know exactly what type of opponents will be vying for that league title?
Yeah, that doesn't change very much. You know, we haven't been too concerned with what's happened in the North Division for the last few years because it didn't affect our conference standings. You know, we still play some of those teams and have some good non-conference games against them. But, yeah, the outlook in our league is still the same. You know, we know our opponents, we know our teams, and we know what we have to do to be successful.
How does this game prepare you for the league?
You know, Saugatuck's got a good team. They've got a real good quarterback, a couple good skilled athletes there, and they've got some decent size. So, you know, we're looking for a very competitive game tonight and hoping to come out of it learning some things that we can improve on and get a couple more non-conference before we head into our MSAC opener in a couple weeks.
One final thing, Sean Ballhorn, what do you want to see from your team in not only tonight but also during the next couple of weeks, as you mentioned, getting ready for your league play next month?
The biggest thing for me is I want to see us handle adversity. You know, I want to see us be able to make mistakes. You know, we don't want mistakes, but if we do, we want to see our boys be able to handle those and bounce back from those. And we always tell them that play's done, let's go on the next one. So that's what I'm looking for tonight, and that's what hopefully we can get some of that mental toughness that's going to needed as we go through the year.
Sean Ballhorn, welcome back to Guiding the Montebello Mustangs. We wish you and your team not only the best of success tonight against Saugatuck, but also a healthy and a successful season up ahead. Sean, welcome back, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Bill Dunn in the Saugatuck locker room. It's counting down to the kickoff of Saugatuck Montebello football on 92.7 The Fan and 92.7thefan.com. Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Fan and 92.7thefan.com. A new season for the Indians as they welcome the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs to Jarvis Memorial Field. Head coach, athletic director Bill Dunn. Different look to a team that last year had a very successful 8-1 campaign, fell in the first round of the playoffs, but a lot of those players that got the Indians that mark last year have moved on. It's a different-looking team, at least in the early going.
Yeah, yes, sir. We lost 12 excellent seniors from a year ago and mostly up front. So, you know, we're very young, but I believe we have the talent. And, you know, some of the key positions, we have great experience and great athleticism. So, you know, on one hand, you know, we got a lot of questions up front. But on the other hand, you know, we got a lot of good things to look at and exciting football ahead.
What surprised you during the last couple of weeks in scrimmages and practices that can translate over into games?
Young guys stepping up. Cole Hartman is taking over that fullback spot, and both he and Blake are sophomores, so they're pretty close as friends, and certainly if that connection, that mesh point between those two, if that occurs now, you got 3 years of that. So those two guys are working very well. Alex Segovia is a a dynamite, explosive guy. So we're very excited about him. But the biggest surprise up front, you know, I thought we did okay at the scrimmage. We still have a lot of questions to answer. But up front, from tight end to tight end, we're replacing everyone. And those young guys are have stepped up and played pretty well.
Head coach, assistant coach Tom Kazin probably told you, hey, I got some good JV guys coming up, and certainly
that's great.
Out. Your son, Blake Dunn, second-year starter, the sophomore. You're asking a lot of him. You asked a lot of him last year. You're asking more of him now, I assume.
Yeah, he's not coming off the field. He's going to play offense, defense, punt, kick, return punts and return kicks. So, you know, he's not coming off the field, and you know that's a lot of pressure, but certainly he's proven that he can handle that.
Not only proven he can handle that in football, but what he did in basketball, what he did in track and field, winning a state championship last spring. A ninth grader, asked a lot in three different sports, asked a lot to do in the classroom. He responded. Now it's the second year. You don't want that second year jinx to come and hit the young man.
Right. He's a pretty motivated kid, and you know, he's had a lot of success. But you know, as Coach Bauer once said, he doesn't do it without hard work. So he knows what's ahead of him. He knows what kind of pressure's on him. He enjoys it, but he certainly works his tail off to help accomplish that.
Bill Dunn, do you think you had to do some tweaking, especially on offense, because of the fact that you have different type of players? You don't really have a lot of bruisers that you've had in previous years.
Yeah, we're going to run a little read option out of a couple different sets. Utilize some of the speed guys that we have, Blake and Alex, and you know a big pounding fullback like Cole. You know, we're going to spread it out at times. We're going to let Blake. You know, do some things that he didn't do last year that we feel comfortable now. And, you know, when the X's are better than the O's, or should I say bigger than the O's, you've got to do something different. You got to spread it out. You got to throw it. And that's what we're going to try to do.
And Coach Bill Dunn, you and the Saugatuck Indians, welcome the Montevella Mustangs to town. Last year, a victory up there, but it's a different-looking Mustangs team that comes in. Their longtime coach, Sean Ballhorn, is back at the helm. But one guy who has tormented Saugatuck in the past is their quarterback, now senior, Brady Bergren. He's definitely capable of testing your defense and asking a lot of questions.
Absolutely. Pretty talented player, and they're senior laden. They've got on the roster 14 kids, kind of like us last year. So, you know, those kids have played a lot of football, have a lot of experience, and that's one concern we have, is we've got to maintain and control their speed and their ability to get outside and run. So we've definitely got a challenge,
and it'll be a tough challenge in the fact that this is the only non-conference game in terms of outside of the SAC. The other eight opponents are in the league, three from the south and everybody else from the north. It is going to be definitely a good test for your team early on.
Absolutely, they will test us, and we're looking forward to that challenge, and obviously want to play well, get off on the right foot, and get a W.
Head coach Bill Dunn, we'll chat with you after the game with our regular post-game feature that we'll have online. We wish you and the Indians well tonight against the Montebello Mustangs.
Thank you, sir.
More football coverage straight ahead on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the
anthem at Saugatuck High School, with the classes resuming next week. Andrew Holtz will have his band at work later on in the season. This upcoming broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. Chris Allen, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. We're moments away from the opening kickoff on a sunny Thursday evening as the Saugatuck Indians host the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs. Mustangs won the toss, and Coach Sean Ballhorn wants to get his offense on the field first. He is elected to receive. They will defend the West goal to our right, and Saugatuck will move from left to right. They are adorning their home royal blue jerseys.
with white numerals trimmed in orange, and white pants, plain blue helmets with an orange stripe. For the Montebello Mustangs, they are clad in their white road jerseys with navy blue numerals and pants, and navy blue helmets with the block white M on each side. This is the third meeting between these two, the fourth meeting between these two schools, and Saugatuck has taken the three previous encounters. Last year, up in Montebello, Saugatuck posted a 48-6 victory as Joe Koshelski ran for two touchdowns and had a TD reception, and Alex Segovia ran for one touchdown and returned two kicks for six-pointers. Randy Berg ran through for 179 yards and a touchdown, a losing effort for the Mustangs. 2 years ago here at Jarvis Memorial Field, the Indians defeated the Mustangs 31-20 behind 163 yards rushing and two touchdowns from sophomore Alex Segovia, while Bergeron passed for 211 yards and two touchdowns. The only other previous meeting came on Halloween night of 2008. As Bill Dunn's first foray into the state high school football tournament was success as a coach, as he and the Indians posted a 40-14 victory over the Mustangs in the first round of the state Division 7 tournament. The Indians have faced one other team in the Mid-State Conference in its history, and that was Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. You may remember that the Indians fell to Sacred Heart in the 2010 Division 8 final at Ford Field, 42-21. And with last year's team now graduated, no remaining members of the Saugatuck Indians are playing members of that team are now with the Saugatuck program. They have all graduated and moved on. So let's introduce the starters. First of all, for Saugatuck on defense, they will have as the defensive tackles junior Tristan Gumpert and senior Lucas Sturgis. Senior Connor Rasmussen and junior Jonathan Speet, yep, Bradley's little brother, will be at the ends. Cole Hartman, the sophomore, and Nick Putzke, the junior, will be at the backers, and Gavin Mortimer is in the middle. Jordan Mitchell and Noah Evelyn, two juniors, are at corners. Sophomore Blake Dunn and junior Joe Ellison will be at the safeties. For offense for Montebello, Brady Berger and the senior, as we mentioned, will be at quarterback. They'll feature a fullback, a tailback, and a wingback on their offense. With senior Joey Durham, the focus as the fullback, senior Zach Taubitz is at tailback, and senior Pete Taylor is at wingback. Tight end will be junior Josh Ballhorn, and the split end is senior Dan Cutler. Anchoring the line in the middle is senior Brad Hancock at center. The guards will be sophomore Alex Faber and senior Brian Day. And the tackles will be junior Judson Kilcherman and senior Tyler House. The Indians and the Montebello Mustangs being introduced to the crowd here. Not a bad crowd considering that we are still technically in summer vacation. But a good crowd has made the trip down from Montcalm County to see the Mustangs of Blanchard Montebello up in the Edmore area. And the Indians, of course, playing the same schedule they played last year, but they just reverse the opponents, or reverse the venues, I should say, with their opponents. All the teams they played on the road last year, they play at home this year. So the Indians have been introduced. The Montebello Mustangs have already deployed their kick return team to our right, and we're moments away from kicking off a brand new season here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The season that the Indians hope will continue into Halloween weekend, which would be the first round of the state playoffs. Blake Dunn has the tee. He will handle all kicking chores with the graduation of four-year kicker Tanner Nutting. He tees the ball at the 40-yard line. Dropping back deep to return the kicks will be Pete Taylor and Zach Taubitz. They're standing just outside their 10-yard line. So we're about ready to start a brand new football season here on 92.7 The Van. Strap them up and let's get going. Glad you can join us on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Blake Dunn says he's ready. Right-handed soccer-style kicker kicks it away. Taylor at his 10. On the right side to the 20, through a seam at the 25, and he'll get it to about the 30-yard line. It's a 20-yard return for Taylor. And so the Mustangs will set up shop with 11:54 to go in the first quarter at their own 30-yard line. They'll start from the right hash. The field turf is the surface here at Saugatuck High School. It has been since it has been renovated a few years ago. Fast surface, a good surface, and it has held up very well. Berggren has the offense down. Wide out to the left is Pete Taylor. Wide out to the right is Dan Cutler. I formation behind him. Hand off to the deep back, and that's Zach Tobbitts. Into the middle of the line he goes. Not much going there for Mr. Tobbitts, as he'll be stopped after a two-yard gain to the Montebello 32-yard line. Second down and eight for the Mustangs. As we mentioned, Mustangs had a tough 3-6 campaign last season. 2-3 in the Mid-State South, but as you heard in our conversation with Coach Ballhorn, the Mid-State South is no longer, it's just the Mid-State, as the Northern schools have broken away to form a new conference. Penalty marker on the second play from scrimmage. We get our first flag, and the Indians are a little antsy on the line. The senior Berggren mixing its count and committing the Saugatuck penalty. The first for Saugatuck of 5 yards. Moves the ball to the 37. Make it second down now and three. And you'll see a lot of those errors. The Indians were hopeful of correcting a lot of them during their three-team scrimmage last week. Last Thursday night here at Jarvis Memorial Field, they beat the Storms. On second down, handoff up the middle, bouncing off a tackle is Durham around the right side, past the 50, tries to skate down the sidelines, gets knocked out of bounds in Saugatuck territory at the 46-yard line. A nice gain of 17 yards by Durham. And the first down of the game registered by the Mustangs. They have the ball on the Saugatuck 46-yard line. I formation, Durham close, and Tobbitts deep behind quarterback Brady Berggren behind center. Two wideouts, a pro set type formation. Up the middle it goes. Joey Durham, the senior fullback, gets it past the 45 to about the 42-yard line. A gain of four. Second down. And six for the Indians, six for the Mustangs there. Just underway. We've played a minute and 20 and 40 seconds so far of the first quarter. High formation behind quarterback Berggren. Brady barks out signals. Options right, keeps it around right end, past the 35, past the 30. Gets a first down, and he's run out of bounds past the 25-yard line. A very good run by Berggren on the option right. Gets it to about the 22-yard line. That's a solid gain of 20 yards for Berggren. And the Mustangs moving smartly down the field on the opening possession. Indians smaller, lighter on the lines. And that's a concern to Coach Bill Dunn. And he's yelling out to his defense. He's more of an offensive coach, but he wants his defense to tighten up here. On first down, the handoff goes to the fullback. And that is Thomas Wisner, who's in there now. And the senior tries to go up the middle, spins to right to try to find a hole, and not much there. Maybe a yard to the 21-yard line. It's second down and nine for the Mustangs. Ball on the right hash at the 21-yard line. Impressive opening drive for Brady Berggren and the Mustangs of Blanchard Montebello. Breaking the huddle now, Taylor wide out to the right, wide out to the left is Cutler. High formation behind Berggren. He'll option left, pitches it behind, but it's got by Tobbitts, and as Tobbitts had to go behind himself, behind to grab the ball to keep it from being a fumble, he slowed up the play, and Blake Dunn shot through the gap and stopped the halfback Tobbitts for maybe a yard gain to the 20-yard line. So it's the first third down challenge to be faced by the Mustangs, but they have the ball in the middle of the field, 20-yard line of Saugatuck on their opening drive. This will be the seventh play of the drive here. Third down and eight. Again, I formation behind quarterback Berggren. He'll pitch it out to Tarberts, trying to go wide, cuts back inside. Past the 20, 15-yard line he goes, but he'll be stopped at the 15-yard line as Tarberts gets about three players to knock him down after a 5-yard gain. So it's fourth down, And decision time for Coach Sean Ballhorn. Brian Day is the placement kicker, but it looks as if Day is more of a place extra point kicker than anything else, as Day will move to the right guard position, his normal starting position. It'll be fourth down and two. An early challenge for Saugatuck here. Fourth down and about three from the 15-yard line. Handoff goes to ball to Tobbins off of one tackle, off of two tackles inside the 10. He'll convert the fourth down as he gets to about the 5-yard line. Tobbins was hit at the line of scrimmage but bounced off of that tackle and moved it to the 6. It's a gain of 9 on the fourth down play, and it'll be first and goal for Montebello at the Saugatuck 6. Just past the 4-minute mark here in the first quarter, an impressive opening drive for Montebello. They're going now with a wing back set with Pete Taylor now in the wing right. Cutler wide left. Bergeron hands it to the fullback. That's Durham. Joey gets it off of right tackle inside the 5 to about the 3. Tough sledding there. Second down and goal for Montebello at the Saugatuck 3. Indians would like to try to keep Montebello out of the end zone here on this opening drive. Mustangs would like to get a score here, get some confidence in a tough road game for them. They're on the road next week as well. I don't want to count. Second and goal at the 3. Bergeron pitches it back to Tobbitts. Tobbitts off a right guard, slashes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Montebello. Zach Tobbitts with a 3-yard run. And that will climax a very impressive 10-play, 70-yard drive. And that took four minutes and 43 seconds off the clock. It'll be a 2-point drive for the Mustangs. Wide out to the left is Cutler. I formation with a wingback Taylor on the right side. And Bergeron's going to roll right. Looks, he'll keep it himself and take the 2 points uncontested. So the 2-point run by Bergeron. And gives Montebello an 8-0 lead as they score on their opening drive. Again, Zach Tobbitts, a 3-yard run, climaxing a 10-play, 70-yard drive. Take 4:43 off the clock. And at the 7:11 mark to go in the first quarter, Montebello has an 8-0 lead over Saugatuck. Be a part of the conversation about high school sports. Grab your cell phone, follow the MHSAA on Twitter at MHSAA. You can also find the MHSAA on Facebook and Instagram for in-game updates, event announcements, and high school sports news around the state year-round. You can connect with the MHSAA today. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. This is one of 6 games involving Southwestern Conference teams, and unlike last year when we did include Lawrence in the setup, Lawrence is a SWAC member, but is not a football-playing member because they are in their second year playing 8-man football, and the Tigers had a very successful first year of 8-man. He'll kick off right to left. Blake Dunn standing on the right hash at the 20. That's exactly where the ball was kicked to. Dunn, 25. Needs a block. Didn't get it at the 30. Down he goes at the 31-yard line. 11-yard return for Blake Dunn. So Saugatuck will set up shop with their first offensive series of the season and of the game with 7:05 to go in the first quarter and trailing 8-0. Blake Dunn, the 5'10", 175-pound sophomore, is at quarterback. Cole Hartman, the 5'10", 195-pound sophomore, is the fullback. The halfbacks is 5'8", 160-pound junior Jordan Mitchell and 5'8", 155-pound junior Noor Evelyn. But on the opening possession, Bill Dunn will eschew from the normal T formation and will go into the gun. And Dunn takes the snap, runs left. 35-yard line to the 40, out of bounds, and knocked down out of bounds. Indians wanted a penalty on Brady Bergeron, who knocked down his quarterback opponent. Maybe about 5 yards out of bounds, but no call forthcoming. But Blake Dunn with the first carry. A very impressive run of 12 yards to the Saugatuck 43, and it's first and 10 for the Indians at that spot. The ends for Saugatuck, Gavin Mortimer, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, and Joe Ellison, the 6'2", 165-pound junior. They'll line up to the left. Three wideouts to the left. Dunn in the gun. We may be seeing that a lot this year. He'll keep it round right to about the 45-yard line before he is knocked down. Thomas Wisner with the tackle for Montebello. Gain of two on the play. Second down and eight. The line for Saugatuck, anchored by junior center Nick Putzke, 5'10", 160 pounds. The guards, senior Connor Rasmussen, 6'3", 190, and Daniel Chalice, a 6-foot, 165-pound sophomore. Tackles in a moment. Indians now back to their traditional T formation. Two tight ends, full house backfield. Dunn up the middle. The carry goes to the fullback, Cole Hartman. Montebello says there's a fumble as Hartman is coughed up, and that's exactly what the case is. It is a fumble. Hartman coughs up the ball, and I believe it was recovered by John Donnelly, the senior. So the fumble by Hartman on his first carry of the season coughs up the ball, and with 6:16 to go in the first quarter, Blanchard Montebello leading 8-0. Have the ball on the Saugatuck 48-yard line. So the first turnover of the game goes against Saugatuck, and a takeaway for Bonabella. Bergeron will be in the gun. Two wideouts right, two wideouts left. Bergeron with the spread, hands it off to his fullback, Joey Durham, around left end, past the 40. Bulls his way past the 35 before he's finally knocked down by Jonathan Speed at the 32-yard line. A smart gain of 16 on the play. And right now, the Mustangs holding the whip hand on this contest. Scoring on the first drive and taking advantage of a turnover. You can see, to a certain extent, some seniors playing against younger opponents. We saw that last year with Saugatuck a number of times. And right now, the Indians are getting a dose of the medicine from last year. First and 10 for the Mustangs at the 32 from the gun. The snap goes to the quarterback, Bergeron. He'll keep it, run right past the 30, and finally knocked down at the 25-yard line. Jordan Mitchell with the hit for Saugatuck, but it's a run of 7 yards to the 25, second down and three from there, and Montebello has been very effective so far, missing their only third down conversion, but they did convert on fourth down following that play. 5:23 to go first quarter, 8-0, Montebello with the lead. On a 3-yard run by Zach Tobitz and a 2-point conversion run by the quarterback, Brady Bergeron, who sets down the offense. One man in the backfield, two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Different type of formation here. And we saw on the first drive. Pass back goes to Tobitz. Tobitz gets past the 20. Mitchell finally knocks him down with Dunn, but not before Tobitz moves the sticks to the 19-yard line. Swing pass left. It was a backward pass, but Tobitz was running all the way. It's a gain of six on the play, and it's first and 10. That is the sixth first down already for Montebello. Mustangs break the huddle. And two wideouts to the right. Two wideouts to the left. The only man in the backfield is the fullback, Joey Durham. In the T formation is Bergeron. Bergeron hands it to Durham off of right guard, past the 15. On his feet, past the 10, to the 5, going toward the goal line, but he will be stopped about 3 yards shy of the goal line. Good, strong run. Connor Rasmussen finally hauled him down, but not before Durham carried the mail to the 3-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain, first and goal for Montebello. And right now they are trying to take advantage of a takeaway. The fumble recovery by John Donnelly. Of a cough up by Cole Hartman on a carry. First and goal for the Mustangs. Bergeron tries to go off of center, wolves his way toward the goal line, and is into the end zone. Third effort finally gets in. Touchdown, Montebello. Brady Bergeron with a 3-yard touchdown run. And it's now a 14-0 lead for Montebello. That did not take too long. After the fumble recovery, 5 plays, 48 yards, and it took 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Again, Montebello will go for a two-point conversion. They're back into the pro set for the I formation. Davin Lefevre is wide out to the left. Handoff goes to the running back, Zach Tobitz. He'll go in for the two-point run. So Tobitz, who ran for the touchdown, and Berger in the two-point run, can reverse those now and make it now a 16-0 game with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. And the Indians are on their heels, down by two scores. Again, a five-play, 48-yard drive, took 2:11 off the clock, and the three-yard run by Brady Bergeron makes it a 14-0 Montebello lead. I want to remind you that we'll be back here next Friday night as the Saugatuck Indians host the Marcellus Wildcats. 6:40 will be our broadcast time here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Looking at some other Saugatuck athletics, the volleyball team's off to a 3-2-1 season, reaching the semifinals of the Lawton Invitational, before losing to Paw Paw, the eventual champion in that Invitational. And then the Indians began league play with a straight set victory over Marcellus Tuesday night as Emily Schutzenhofer, 4 aces, 7 kills for the Tribe. Indians at Lawton next Thursday. Cross-country team looking for big things this year. Both the boys and girls won the Hesperia Invitational yesterday. Paisley Sipes, the girls' medalist. Soccer, tough start for the Tribe, 0-4, losing to Holland Christian, Allendale, and Covenant Christian at the Holland Christian Invitational last Saturday, and a 6-0 loss yesterday at home here against Hartford. Fenville comes calling next Wednesday. Here's the kickoff. High, and Dunn will get it at his 23. Up the middle, 30, 35, 40. That's an open field. 50 on the left sideline. He's breaking through. One man to beat. He'll beat him easily. And this will be a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Blake Dunn. So Dunn with a 77-yard kickoff return for the touchdown, responding after the two scores, and Saugatuck has at least 6 points back on the board, and they trail now 14-6. Blake Dunn got a high kick at about the 23-yard line, made a couple steps to the right, and then moved to the left, veered toward the left sideline, and pulled away from the pursuing tacklers for the touchdown. And with Alex Segovia unavailable due to disciplinary issues tonight and next week, Blake Dunn will be handling all the kicking return chores, and right now he's showing some of that good speed. Indians going for two with the T formation. Dunn barking out signals. Blake keeps it, runs around right end, hits it by two tacklers, bowls his way into the end zone, two-point conversion. So Blake Dunn takes batters into his own hands. And Saugatuck now is half the lead of Montebello. It's 16-8. Saugatuck now trailing the visitors from Mecosta County. So Blake Dunn puts a little spark in the Indians, and we'll see if the Indians can be able to respond and be able to slow down a Montebello attack that's been very effective. A little bit about Blanchard Montebello. As we mentioned, 3-6 last year. 2-3 in the Mid-State South. They finished fourth. And as we mentioned, the Mid-State South no longer, actually the Mid-State has changed, as the Mid-State's North teams, Baldwin, Brethren, Unicama, Manistee Catholic, and Traverse City Christian, all left to form the Western Michigan D-League. MESIC will be the sixth member to make that a six-team league, which the MHSAA would like to have. So the Mid-State South has become just simply the Mid-State. Carson City, team we had a chance to look at a little bit at the end of the season, went 10-0 before losing in the second round of the state tournament to Pomona Westphalia. There are rivals. Mount Pleasant, Sacred Heart, Coleman, Montebello, Vesterberg, and Ashley provide the rest of the members of the Mid-State South. And Saugatuck's the only school that the Mustangs have played among members of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. So Blake Dunn, as Bill Dunn says, he will not be going off the field at all this season, and why should he? He's accounted for all the points with a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, a two-point run, and Montebello's lead has been cut in half to 16-8. With 3:50 to go in the first quarter, Blake Dunn approaches the ball and kicks it away. He angles it left toward Pete Taylor. He'll get it at the 15, to the 20, Right side, spins off two tacklers at the 30, moves forward to about the 34-yard line before he is knocked down. So Montebello has decent field position with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Leading 16-8, and Saugatuck will have nothing better to do than to force Montebello to go three and out. Montebello has only had one third down challenge so far. They've missed down that, but they converted on a fourth down on their opening drive. Very impressive start so far for the Mustangs offensively, with a lot of seniors up front. Brady Bergeron, the third-year starting quarterback. And he has that look of a leader there. On the first play, he'll keep it, rolls out right, hit behind the line of scrimmage, but moves forward, finally knocked down. Mitchell followed through on the tackle after the initial hit. But that's maybe a two-yard gain. We'll mark it to the 37. We'll mark it as a three-yard gain. Second down and seven from there. Bergeron has not gone to the air yet. He has been strictly on the ground, and we've seen from the two games we've seen him play, he can put the ball in the air and cause mayhem and mischief. Wing back on the right side, I formation, again staying on the ground, as Zach Taubitz, off of right guard, gets it past the 40, tries to stretch for the first down marker, maybe a yard short to the 43. Third and one. Clock running, 2:42 to go, third quarter. 2:42 to go, first quarter, I'm sorry to say. We're getting ahead of ourselves here, but we're glad you're able to join us for Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Wing back. On third down, Bergeron hands it to the fullback. Straight ahead goes Joey Durham. Bulls his way past the 45-yard line, and that'll move the sticks to about the 48. Three Indians finally knock him down. Bottom of the pile is Gavin Mortimer, the 5'10", 160-pound junior. And that will move the ball to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of five and a first down and the first third down conversion of the night for the Indians. The first third down conversion for the Mustangs. Here we go. Bergeron back for his first pass. Looks. Throws over the middle. Too high. Too far. He was trying to go for Dan Cutler about the 25-yard line. Blake Dunn was having him step for step. Another great throw from Bergeron there. We know he can do better. So the first passing attempt incomplete. Second and 10 for Montebello. Mustangs have it at their own 48-yard line with 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Leading it 16-8 on a 3-yard touchdown run by Zach Taubitz and a 3-yard touchdown run by Brady Bergeron. Bergeron ran a 2-point conversion on Taubitz's score. Taubitz ran a 2-point conversion on Bergeron's score. Blake Dunn, 77-yard kickoff return and a 2-point conversion run for Saugatuck. And some confusion on the sidelines for the Montebello Mustangs, and Coach Sean Bellhorn will call his first of his three timeouts at this juncture. So we mentioned the Mustangs last year, 3-6 overall, 2-3 in the Mid-State South. That was good for fourth. And that's their second straight.
Do you remember when you and I used to...
Now at the Home Depot, the more carpet you buy, the more you'll save on professional installation. So let's get more rooms for our money. Get the peace of mind that comes with a lifetime guarantee on installation. Then, let's get it done for free when you spend $1,500, even on our wide selection of the newest styles. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Field. And bottom of the pile is Cole Hartman. Gain of two, third down and eight. This will be the really first third down challenge that Montebello has of any major distance, third and long.
Third down, Dave.
10 first downs already for Montebello. Saugatuck with only one. It's 16-8 for the visitors, and the Mustangs have it at midfield. Into the center of the field. On third down, Bergman's back to throw. Quick toss right side, too low. He tried to slant right side for Pete Taylor at the 40 and threw him basically at his shoe tops. No way could they have caught it. Fourth down and eight. And so we'll see whether or not Coach Sean Ballhorn will go for it on fourth down or not. Joey Durham is the punter, but Bergeron is going to stay on the field. Ballhorn feels that his team can convert and has controlled the line of scrimmage, especially offensively. 1:11 to go in the first quarter. Indians would love to get a stop here and get the ball in midfield in decent field position. But no, it's going to be a fourth down punt situation for Durham, and Durham will kick it away. Dunn standing at his 20. Calls for the fair catch and makes it at the 19-yard line. So for a moment, we thought Ballhorn was going to stick around. I mean, Bergeron is going to try to go for fourth down, but Sean Ballhorn decides that the punt is the better option. The fair catch, and it's a 31-yard punt. So it'll be first and 10 for Saugatuck with 1:06 to go in the first quarter. Their second offensive series, they're down 16-8. They'll have the ball at their own 19-yard line. On first down, Dunn rolls right and keeps it. Round right end, 20. Looking for a block from Mitchell. Run out of bounds at the 30. That will move the sticks. A gain of 11. It was a fake handoff up the middle. And Blake Dunn, who's very good about having the ball on his hip and looking for openings, he was able to run it to the 30-yard line. And it'll be the second first down for Saugatuck. Blake Dunn pretty much the offense right now for the Indians. Back to the T formation they go. With two tight ends. Dunn barking out signals. Ball on the right hash mark. Handoff goes to Mitchell off of right guard. Past the 30-yard line he goes to about the 33, maybe the 34, depending on the spot. Bottom of the pile is Tyler House. Couldn't move the house that time. He makes the tackle. Ball at the 33, second down at 7. Let's get the rest of the Indians for you. We told you Nick Putski is the center. The guards are Connor Rasmussen and Daniel Chalice. The tackles, Andrew Rietveld, the 6'5", 300-pound junior. And Lucas Sturgis, a 6'1", 260-pound senior. That's the Saugatuck offense. On first, second down, Dunn fakes, spins, turns left, spins right, maybe to the 35-yard line. Didn't really fool the Mustangs too much. Dan Cutler stops them there. That will be the last play of the first quarter. So the Montebello Mustangs, with two touchdowns on their opening drives, with touchdowns on their first two opening drives, but Blake Dunn, a 77-yard kickoff return, has half the deficit, and after 12 minutes of play, our score is Blanchard Montebello 16 and Saugatuck 8. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Frist Office Outfitters has all the supplies for your printers, fax, and multifunction machines, including laser and inkjet cartridges and paper. They stock hundreds of laser and inkjet cartridges, and their paper selection is just as incredible. Pick up your printer, fax, and multifunction machine supplies now at Frist Office Outfitters. Frist sells the best for less and has a greater selection of office products than anyone in West Michigan. For the largest selection of office, home office, and school supplies, come to Frist Office Outfitters on River Avenue in Holland.
It takes a total team effort to be successful in any game. Randy's Carpet Care has a team of professionals ready to provide you with the service you deserve. Voted best carpet cleaner in the Best of West Michigan poll, Randy's Carpet Care provides top quality work at a reasonable price with your satisfaction guaranteed. Call Randy's Carpet Care at 392-1400 for all your carpet and upholstery cleaning. That's Randy's Carpet Care. Call 392-1400 and join the winning team.
Join us under the Friday night lights. Saugatuck football plays here. The Fan.
The sun now setting. Not in the eyes of any of the players, but still a very pleasant evening. Indians now will move from right to left or from west to east. And now the ball on the right hash. Third down and 5 from the 35-yard line. Two wideouts to the left, wideout to the right. Dunn in the gun. Hartman flank to his left. Now in motion is Evelyn to the left. And Dunn rolls left to look to throw. Dunn hit as he throws up a flailing ball, and it's an easy pick for Pete Taylor. Taylor was just waiting for the ball to come down, and he stepped in front of Mitchell to get the interception. So Taylor, with the INT, he's knocked down immediately by Mitchell. Two takeaways and two defensive series, for Montebello, and they'll set up shop with 11:51 to go in the first half at their own 33-yard line after Taylor's interception. Dunn's first pass of the season. He was under some pressure and basically threw it up for grabs. Not with any authority. And Taylor had an easy pick on the left side. So, with an I formation and a wing back to the left, first and then, Bergeron drops the snap. Ball loose on the floor. We'll see if Bergeron got to it first, and it looks like he did. But he pulled away from the center a little bit too soon and lost a yard on the play. Almost a disastrous turn of events for Blanchard Montebello trying to score on their second takeaway after capitalizing on their first. Dan Cutler wide out to the right. Pete Taylor in a wing left. High formation with Durham close and Taubitz deep. Bergeron rolls right, will keep it. The quarterback gets to about the 30, moves forward. Initial hit made by Noah Evelyn. Secure tackle by Gavin Mortimer of Saugatuck. And Bergeron loses another yard. To the 31-yard line, the ball is on the left hash. Third down and 12. So after two impressive opening series for Blanchard Montebello, scoring touchdowns on both of them, they got a couple of first downs before being forced to punt. They got a first down before they were forced to punt. Now they're facing a third and 12. Bergeron hands it to the slot back. That is Pete Taylor around left end. Hit by Blake Dunn as he got back to the line of scrimmage. And Taylor could not get away from the clutches of Dunn. Blake with the hit. No gain on the play. And so Montebello is 1-for-3 on third down. 1-for-4 now on third down conversions. And so the second punt coming up for the night for Joey Durham. Durham's first punt was 31 yards. Blake Dunn will drop back. And he'll drop back inside his own 40-yard line. Right-footed punter for Mr. Durham. Dunn lets it bounce at the 39. And then takes a Saugatuck bounce back. Was finally not touched down and grabbed by Dan Cutler at the 38-yard line. So Saugatuck will have it first and 10 at their own 38. 9:41 to go in the first half. And the Indians trailing 16-8, but they do not get penalized for that interception by Taylor. Another 31-yard punt by Joey Durham. Wide out to the right is Joe Ellison. Slot right is Jordan Mitchell. Wide out to the left is Noah Evelyn. In the gun, Blake Dunn. Fakes the handoff to Evelyn, keeps him himself up the middle, past the 40. Spins, knocked down by Bergeron, but not before Blake Dunn moves the ball to the 44-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 for Saugatuck. We are recalibrating the drive starting, and we'll say it started at the 37-yard line. So that will make it a second down and a long 3. T formation for Saugatuck, moving right to left, hash park left. Handoff goes to the fullback, and that is Cole Hartman. He fumbled on his first carry, but the second one, with two hands securely in, gets it past the 45 to the 46, and the Indians now facing their first third down challenge. They'll have a third down. Actually, this will be their second third down challenge of the night. Third down and a long one from the 46-yard line. Clock running, 8:33 to go, first half. Blanchard Montebello leads at 16-8. done. Hands it to the fullback, Cole Hartman. And Hartman bulls his way off left guard behind the blocking of Andrew Rietveld and Connor Rasmussen and gets it to midfield. Converted. Third down challenge. First and 10 for Saugatuck in midfield. Gain of 4 on the play. Big confidence boost for the Indians now. Blake Dunn went to the sidelines. He did not get the exact play he wanted from his dad, and he had a little problems with his shoes, so the Indians will call the first of their three scheduled timeouts here in the first half with 8:17 to go in the first half, and this Indians trailing at 16-8. The Indians 8-2 last season, 5-0 in the SAC South, winning it. Lost in the first round the MHSA Division 7 tournament at Farmer Westphalia, 48-16. In the last six seasons, Saugatuck went 48-16 with five state tournament appearances. They've had seven straight winning seasons, a 53-20 mark in that span, and eight in the last nine. Since the beginning of the program in 1956, the Indians getting closer to getting back over the 500 mark. 204, 253, and 6. It's going to still take a few years, I'm afraid. In the SAC North era, in 11 years, Saugatuck is 35-20, 28-2 in the North, with four outright titles and one shared crown, 2012, in the last 6 years. So Bill Dunn, in his 12th year, 67-42 overall, has built a solid program here at Saugatuck. First and 10 from midfield. T formation, foul on the left hash. Saugatuck with the ball, moving right to left. Dunn keeps it, rolls right. Gets around one tackler to the 40. 35, 30. Bergeron knocks him out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Second time the Indians have run the option left with the bootleg by Dunn, and Bill gets it to the 29-yard line, a 21-yard gain. And it's first and 10 for Saugatuck, their deepest offensive penetration of the game. Their score coming on a 77-yard touchdown kickoff return by Blake Dunn. So now the ball is now on the right hash mark. And the Indians back to their more traditional, for them in the Bill Dunn era, T formation with two tight ends and a full house backfield. Dunn hands it off to Noah Evelyn. Evelyn, smart run there, past the 25-yard line, skids his way to about the 22. Noah Evelyn gaining a chance to show what he can do, the 5'8", 155-pound junior. The coach's son, Josh Ballhorn, with the tackle. Gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3. Tom Kazin to our right, the basketball coach, working on the staff. JV coach last year. He said he had some good players last year. Certainly showed it. Dunn rolls on the bootleg left. On second down, has a first down past the 20. Gets hauled down at about the 16-yard line. Tackle made by Pete Taylor. Had a little look there, perhaps a horse collar from this angle. We're in the lower level this year, not upstairs here at Jarvis Memorial Field, but Dunn with the carry. Carries the ball 6 yards to the 16-yard line. Third, first down in this drive. And fifth first down of the game for Saugatuck. 7:01 to go, first half. Indians trail by 8, trying to get the possible tying score. Dunn, busted play. Has to try to make something out of it. Gets pushed out of bounds by Bergeron and Taylor as he went to the left. Somebody missed the handoff there. And it's a no-gain situation, second and 10 from the 16-yard line. The Indians, of course, with the Tanner Nutting graduating, lose a special weapon. They had an advantage last couple of years in the placement game with one of the best kickers on the lakeshore. So this might be four down territory for Saugatuck. Indians two wide out to the right, two wide out to the left. Dunn in the gun with Hartman. That time, Blake Dunn threw a bullet. Right flat, Ellison caught it at the 5, spun toward the goal line, made it to the 1. First and goal, Saugatuck. That's the reassurance that the young man who's only a 10th grader, folks, needs after throwing a dying quail that was picked off his first pass. The second one was a bullet to Joe Ellison. First and goal for Saugatuck, just outside the goal line. Ball in the right hash. Indians, let's see if they can bull their way in. Done. Oh, he didn't get the snap. The line moved forward, and the Indians will be called for their second penalty of the game. At an inopportune time, 5:58 to go in the first half, and at an inopportune spot right at the goal line. So for statistical purposes, we got to put the ball at the six. Second penalty for Saugatuck. On the Montebello six, first and goal. Dunn was going to take a quarterback sneak. Let's see what the Indians do here as they go back into their T formation. Ball in the right hash. Dunn barking out signals. Will roll right. Fakes a cut in. Now goes for the flag, but will not get close to it. And he suffered an injury. He was peeled back by Pete Taylor. And Dunn is going to be slow in getting up. Taylor bent him backwards the wrong way. But Dunn is on his feet and is going to try to shake off the injury there. So some consternation. The one player the Indians can't afford to lose is Blake Dunn. And he'll jog back to the huddle. Pete Taylor knocked him down. Gain of three, second and goal at the three. Dunn flexing that right leg a little bit. See how it affects his play here. On second and goal. Dunn hands it to the halfback, Noah Evelyn. Tries to go in off of right tackle, doesn't get it. And he'll get maybe a yard to the two. Third and goal for Saugatuck. And again, that no gain on the play, actually. They'll mark it back at the three. And Saugatuck will call their second of three timeouts with 4:35 to go in the first half. At the half, we'll have the MHSA perspective. John Johnson back for another season. And his topic tonight, safety trumps everything. And we'll have a chance to chat with what some people around here call a legend, Saugatuck High's own Butch Jones, the head football coach at the University of Tennessee, who came back to town over the summer for the dedication of Jones Park, a little former information booth park right in downtown Saugatuck, named for his dad, Butch Jones, a longtime police chief who passed away, and the renovations, they named the little park for him, and Butch Jones, the younger, who is a very tall task ahead of him trying to rebuild the Tennessee Volunteers. Former Central Michigan and Cincinnati coach. We had a chance to chat about the Indians. You'll hear that portion of the interview as well. So we'll hear from Butch Jones. We'll hear JJ's MHSA perspective. And we'll go through the first half recap. That's at the half here in Saugatuck. Clock shows 4:35 to go in the first half. Indians at the Montebello 3. Third down and goal. They're trailing 16-8. Zach Tobitz, Brady Bergeron with 3-yard touchdown runs. For Montebello, Blake Dunn, a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Saugatuck, and they're trying to punch one in here. Third and goal from the three. Dunn will keep it on the option right. Tries to step on one tackler, goes to the flag, got it! Blake Dunn got around Brady Bergeron, knocked the pylon down, give him the touchdown, and give him the score. Blake Dunn's 3-yard run, his first offensive touchdown of the season. And that climaxes a very long and effective drive for Saugatuck. A 12-play, 63-yard drive. Indians will go for the two-point conversion to try to tie the game up. 5 minutes and 13 seconds, the length of the drive. Indians with a slot formation, pro set behind Dunn. Dunn keeps it, walks uncontested in the end zone. The handoff went to Gavin Mortimer, and everybody followed him. Dunn walked into the end zone, had the two-point run, and we are tied at 16-all. Blake Dunn, who's going to be taking a lot of pounding on both sides of the ball, had his right leg bent a little bit on the wrong side. Fortunately, not a serious injury. He was able to play through it, but Very tough young man, Blake Dunn, with the touchdown run. And the Indians tie the game at 16-all. Why do they officiate, Kevin DeBond and his crew, tonight? Some love what participation in educational athletics provides to young people, while some enjoy watching our youth develop as players and people throughout their school sports careers. And others, well, they like to travel. Become a registered high school game official, call the MHSA office in East Lansing or click on MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Chris Allen then back in the studio. Glad to have him back manning things. He'll be hosting the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. here on 92.7 The Van. My name is Gary Stevens. Well, actually, it'll be Saturday morning. I remember, this is a Thursday night game. We normally play Fridays. Blake Dunn has the ball teed up on the right side, 40-yard line. Tobitz and Jones, Taylor, are going to be standing inside their 15. Blake Dunn jogs, kicks it away. Short, angling right side, out of bounds, and goes at the 22-yard line. So Blake Dunn was trying to sort of pooch it over the line a little bit too hard. So the Indians will commit their third penalty. No penalties yet for Montebello. And Montebello Mustangs will set up shop first and 10 at their own 35-yard line with 4:28 to go in the first half. After two impressive drives to begin the game, scoring from the opening kickoff and after a fumble recovery, Montebello had one first down, then punt it, and then was three and out last time before Saugatuck scored the tying touchdown. Spread offense and quarterback Bergeron rolling right. Looked for a moment as he wanted to pitch to Joey Durham, but the Indians were closing that option down, and he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage and no gain. So Bergeron jogs quickly to the sidelines, talk to Sean Ballhorn, the coach of the Mustangs, back in the saddle. He really didn't want to go into why he left the first time, but he has been coaching in the Montebello system, coach JVs and wrestlers, and answered a call when David Clay, stepped aside. Second down, back to throw goes Bergeron. Under some pressure, rolls left. He gets around one man. Yes. Gets around two men. Yes. Down the left sideline to midfield. He'll get a first down. Almost Cole Hartman got him in the backfield. But Bergeron made something out of it, and he rolled his way to midfield. Gain of 15 and a first down. Escapability for Bergeron there. And a big first down for the Mustangs. 3:38 to go, first half. Mustangs with two timeouts left to try to regain the lead. Wide out to the left is Cutler. Wide out to the right is Taylor. I formation. With Durham close and Tobitz deep, Bergeron hands it to Durham. And the fullback off of left guard into Saugatuck territory gets it maybe to the 48-yard line. That's where they'll spot it. Second down and 8 from there. But that I formation was what made Montebello successful in its first two drives. They've gotten away from that since then, but they've went back to maybe their bread and butter. Play held up for a minute as Josh Ballhorn, the tight end on the right side, needed to tie a shoe. Now it's a wing back right side. Pete Taylor's there. Second down on the I formation. Handoff goes to the running back Tobitz. Into the middle of the line he goes, finds minimal yardage. Bottom of the pile is Connor Rasmussen, the senior. Gain of 2 on the play. Third down and we'll call it third down and 6. Players have had issues with tying shoes. Blake Dunn for Saugatuck and now Josh Ballhorn. Ballhorn for Montebello. He's going to step out. Third down and 6. Wide out to the left is Cutler. Slot right, Taylor. I formation. And Tristan Gumpert, the junior, got the hand down, broke the plane, and gave a fast 5 yards. make it instead of third and six, make it third and one now. Fourth penalty for Saugatuck. Three minors in the kickoff penalty there, so it's 15 yards on penalties plus the 35 yards, if you want to call it that. 1:40 to go in the first half, and ball clock running. Montebello with two timeouts. Third and one from the 40. Bergeron with one man in the backfield. He'll be back to throw. Bergeron under some pressure. Tries to spin around one tackler. Goes deep into his territory at the 40. Around two tacklers he goes to midfield. And then he is torpedoed down by Mitchell. And a timeout is called by Sean Ballhorn of Montebello. It's a loss of five as Bergeron had to try to spin around this charging Lucas Sturgis. Loss of five on the play. Sturgis really, Jonathan Speed, 60. Jonathan Speed, Bradley's little brother. And he just gummed up that play, and Bergeron rolled to his left, saw Speed coming, and then went back to his right and tried to make a run out of it, and the Indians, Mitchell especially, made sure he wasn't going to get to the stick. Fourth down and six with 1:18 to go in the first half. And decision time for Sean Ballhorn. He's already seen Blake Dunn zip a pass to set up the second score for Saugatuck. He would love nothing more than to be able to hold on to the ball and get a score, at least get in the locker room tied. They led at 1:16-0, but Saugatuck has pegged them back to tie the game at 16-all. Again at the half, we'll recap the scoring for you, have some numbers for you. The MHSA perspective, safety trumps everything, is JJ's topic tonight, and we'll have a chance to chat with Butch Jones. That is all at the half. So now the timeout is over. Fourth down and six from the 46-yard line. Wide out to the left is Cutler. In a wing back is Taylor. And Bergeron hands it off. Penalty marker flies. Getting the first down around the right side is Joey Durham, but the line judge threw the flag as Durham crossed his line of vision about the 43-yard line. So Ken DeBond, the referee, will get the call. And one of the Montebello Mustangs was caught waltzing with an Indian. You can't do that. A holding penalty, the first one, and it's a big one against the Mustangs. First penalty of the night against Montebello. That will put them back into their own territory. The penalty at the 43 moves them back to their own 47-yard line. Fourth down and 13, and we'll be probably seeing the third punt of the night coming up for Joey Durham. 31 and 32 yards is two efforts, but instead, behind center is Bergeron. They're going to go for it on fourth and 13. Brady is back to throw. Straight up, Indians with some pressure. Throws over the middle. Blake Dunn knocks it down at the 30. Good play by Dunn. Pressure was being applied by Tristan Gumpert, whose penalty made a third and one on these series of downs. He atones for it, forcing Bergeron to throw it over the middle, and Blake Dunn broke it up. So Saugatuck holds, and they'll set up shop at the 47-yard line of Montebello. 1:08 to go in the first half, and Saugatuck has one timeout remaining. Bill Dunn usually likes to try to get a score here. He had a little bit more offensive weapons over the last few years, especially at running back. This year, a lot of young men trying to show their stuff. Blake Dunn has three wideouts to the right. He'll be behind center. One man in the backfield, that is Cole Hartman. Dunn, up the middle, Hartman. Pulls his way to the 45-yard line. Bill Dunn taking a couple steps to give the play out. Second down and eight. Indians with 52 seconds to go in the first half, huddling up. Bill Dunn yelling to his team, let's get moving. This is a test for a two-minute drill here. Blake Dunn in the gun. Fakes the handoff, keeps it,